The epistle for the Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Philippians, chapter 4. Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Let your modesty be known to all men. The Lord is nigh. Be nothing solicitous, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasseth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 1. At that time the Jews sent from Jerusalem priests and Levites to John to ask him, Who art thou? And he confessed and did not deny, and he confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, What then? Art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou the prophet? And he answered, No. They said therefore unto him, Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they that were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said to him, Why then dost thou baptize, if thou be not Christ, nor Elias, nor the prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there hath stood one in the midst of you, whom you know not. The same is he that shall come after me, who is preferred before me, the latchet of whose shoe I am not worthy to loose. These things were done in Bethania beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, in the 1950s, a certain priest was walking along the sidewalks of New York City. It was a week or so before Christmas. The streets were busy with the hustle and bustle of shoppers. The storefronts were decorated with festive lights and their latest Christmas displays. The lampposts were adorned with wreaths and cast their warm glow upon fresh snow. Christmas spirit was in the air. The priest saw the glittering ornaments, the carolers, Santa and his reindeer. He made his way through the crowds, passing shop after shop, when suddenly he halted. One of the displays caught his eye. In the window of an exclusive jewelry store, there stood a statue of the Blessed Mother and Child. It was a beautiful statue, richly ornamented. The Blessed Mother tenderly held the infant. With downcast eyes, she lovingly focused all her attention on her divine Son. Her deep reflection inspired the priest and filled him with peace and joy. After a short prayer, he looked at the rest of the display surrounding the statue. He saw all the shining jewelry, the golden chains, the diamond rings, the necklaces made of pearls. And then he read the advertisement at the base of the window. Jewelry, the sign said, has always been considered the supreme gift. As the priest turned from the window and continued walking, he could not help but ponder those words. Jewelry, the supreme gift. My dear faithful, today is Gaudete Sunday. Today, Holy Mother Church has us rejoice because we are now halfway through Advent and the commemoration of our Lord's birth is near at hand. Christ's coming at Christmas, for which we have been preparing our hearts this Advent season, is almost here. But my dear faithful, can we truly rejoice with the church today? We can if we have been earnestly striving to prepare our hearts this Advent. That is, if we have been truly seeking our Lord with our whole heart. But could it be that our hearts are not truly centered on Him? Could it be that we have allowed the spirit of the world to enter in? The spirit of the world, or what we may simply call worldliness, is that spirit which seeks its pleasure and satisfaction in what the world has to offer, without any reference to the giver of all good things. It is that spirit which seeks happiness in the things of this world and not in the things of God. Today, so many people seek their happiness in money, wealth, or riches, in worldly success, in honors and high positions, in the praise and esteem of men. So many people seek their happiness in the pleasures and entertainment of the modern world. And while seeking their happiness here and now, they neglect what really matters, the salvation of their immortal soul. My dear friends, all worldly delights, all material things, all of these things come to an end. Thus we should not set our hearts on them, for sooner or later we will have to part with them. Furthermore, all worldly joys and pleasures leave us empty, for we were created for God alone, and thus only God, only God can truly make us happy. Now, even though we may truly be seeking God, we must still be on guard against worldliness, because it can so easily infect us. For our entire society, our very culture is saturated with it. Society and modern man are preoccupied with bodily comfort and health, with ease of living, with material possessions, the latest gadget or device. This spirit can easily infect us and distract us from what is truly important, God and saving our souls. In St. Matthew's Gospel, our Lord says, "Where thy treasure is, there is thy heart also." My dear faithful, is our treasure the things of this world? Or is our treasure God and the things of God? Are we like men of the world who, as the storefront sign indicated, consider jewelry and the goods of this world to be the supreme gift, to be their greatest treasure? Or is the Christ child, who was born of the Virgin Mary, who gave himself to us over 2,000 years ago at Bethlehem, is he our greatest treasure? He truly is God's supreme gift to man. In today's Gospel, St. John tells us, "Make straight the way of the Lord." That is, turn from worldliness and seek God. Thus, my dear friends, let us examine our hearts to see if the spirit of the world can be found therein. Ask yourself, do I have an unreasonable love for the things of this world? That is, do I love its riches, its pleasures, its entertainments, to the point of neglecting the duties of my state in life, or neglecting my religious duties, or even to the point of falling into sin? A good indicator to know whether or not we are attached to the things of this world in an unreasonable way is if we become upset when we cannot have them, and if they lead us into sin. Of course, we may feel annoyed when we don't get these things, but when we give into that feeling, when we become angry, frustrated, or saddened, and we allow that feeling to get the better of us, we know that we are too attached to these things. And once we discover what attachments dwell in our heart, we must ask God for the grace to root them out, and then take the necessary steps. To help with this, practice some mortification. Deny yourself something you enjoy, whether some food, some pleasure, or pastime. By doing so, God will see that we're in earnest, and He will help us. Now, this doesn't mean that we can't have any enjoyment. No, for God wants us to be happy and to enjoy the good things of this world. But He wants us to enjoy them reasonably and according to His laws. If it is some sin to which you are attached, seek counsel from a priest and use every means to fight this attachment. See sin in its true light, in all its ugliness and horror. It is an offense against the good God and the cause of death for His divine Son. Thus, you must do everything to avoid sin and every occasion of it, that is, every person, place, or thing which leads you to commit it. These practices, examining your soul, offering sacrifices of the things you enjoy, and avoiding sin and its occasions, these practices will purify your heart of the spirit of the world and make it ready to receive Christ this Christmas. Therefore, my dear friends, make straight the way of the Lord, so that when Christ comes as a gift to you this Christmas, He will not be turned away as He was in Bethlehem, but rather He will find room to dwell in your heart. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.